Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. I'm Dustin Hawkins with Jim Galante is here with me. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We're kicking things off today with a look at Penn State recruiting in the 2021 cycle. We're just getting started there. Three commitments in already, looking to build on that. We're going to get into Jim's head here, what he's looking for out of this class, what we're expecting from this class. The potential of it is out there for sure, looking at the talent in the region. So what are we expecting to see as this cycle unfolds? We'll also kind of take a look at the XFL. We mentioned the XFL a little earlier in the week in the context of Matt McGloin being benched after the half this past weekend. So looking at what the rules of the league are and if there may be some things that they're on to that college football could benefit from. Not that we'd ever see those changes, but looking at the different kind of entertainment-centric things that the XFL is doing really by necessity that maybe it could work elsewhere in football. We'll do, since Greg Pickle's not here, we're going to do Ask Dustin. So Jim will have your Penn State football and recruiting questions for me, and I will do my best to impersonate Greg. Jacob Ferrett from the Daily Collegian is going to join us a little bit later in the show as well to talk some Penn State wrestling coming off a 20-16 win over Ohio State at the Bryce Jordan Center, third biggest indoor attendance record. Penn State has the top two as well. So nobody shows up to wrestling matches quite like Penn State fans do. And you've seen really one of the most successful runs in the history of college wrestling as a result of that. So let's start with 2021 recruiting. I got a little bit of jolt of newsworthiness over the weekend when Nate Bruce, the offensive lineman from Harrisburg High, first tweeted out that he was decommitting, then took that tweet down. They announced that he had essentially not decommitted after all.
And I read somewhere now an update where he had spoken to James Franklin afterwards, and that it's now all love and kisses between
that would tend to happen. Yeah. Yes. So Penn State sitting here now, three commitments on the board so far in 2021. As you look at some of the national trends there, they're a little behind some of the other programs. The class is ranked number 30 nationally. All three stars so far in tight end Nick Elksness, athlete Liam Clifford, who's Sean Clifford's younger brother from Ohio, and then Nate Bruce as an offensive guard, 6'4", 320 pounds. So they haven't been as active as some of the other schools, but there's plenty of time left in the cycle. I would expect, you know, maybe spring, late spring, we'll see some movement on this front. We typically do. So no concern on that front there, but just looking at what they've got in the region there, and I'm not sure Greg's usually better at saying what the numbers would dictate just in terms of commitments, but I think we're looking at maybe mid to high teens in this class.
Probably. I don't think we're going to see 27 again.
That would be a surprise. The transfer portal would have to be awfully active if we're going to get back to 27. I don't think that's going to happen. 27 was the number, the final number in the 2020 class.
Exactly, yeah. And it always swings around to the portal somehow, some way, doesn't it?
I mean, it's always going to. We're not manufacturing that. We've seen it, and James Franklin has addressed it, and James Franklin has said, you know, they're going to have to do something from a scholarship perspective because programs are going to be losing guys late in the game at a higher rate than ever. And Penn State just, you know, as Tommy Stevens as an example last spring, that's late in the game, you know, and you're going to have to be able to adjust for that. You're going to have to be able to carry numbers into that. Ohio State was in a real bad spot before Justin Fields transferred in at quarterback last year. It's a new reality in college football. The portal is at the heart of a lot of things.
Learn to live with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think, Dusty, going into this recruiting class, some folks are still a little disappointed in the 2020 class because there were those high end targets. You know, for a couple years, people were targeting the 2020 season, looking at those 5-star players, specifically Julian Fleming, Brian Brisee. And one was right here in Pennsylvania, the other in a traditional Penn State recruiting area. One went to Ohio State, one went to Clemson. So we circle back also to that elite conversation. How does Penn State get to be where Clemson and Ohio State are? And the way you do it is you bring in these five-star recruits, where those schools, they could recruit nationally. They could go into any school and have an opportunity to get them. Penn State, you still think in terms of what are their regions. I know they're trying to expand it, go to Texas, go to Florida, and we've seen some advances in their Florida recruiting. But you want to hold serve. You want to hold your home court advantage. And, you know, we talk about what you look for. One of the things that I look for every year is, are they dominating the state? And already it looks like they're not.
Yeah.
There's a couple of highly regarded players from St. Joe's Prep who are already committed to Ohio State. And, you know, it is concerning. I know there's other quarterbacks and other wide receivers around the region, around the area, but you'd like to think you have the pick of the litter in your own state. And that's not always the case yet.
And I mean, it's tough. You know, there's forces everywhere. And, you know, New Jersey, for example, has been a place where Ohio State has thrived. And getting into Maryland and DC and Virginia, that's a place where a lot of schools come in and try to do work. And I think at some point along the line, we heard from, I think it was one of the recruiters, Steve Wilfong or somebody like that. And it makes sense where you look at the bang for the buck. If you're, let's say, Nick Saban coming into Washington, D.C., you can hit a lot of different places in a pretty condensed area. If you're coming into Pennsylvania and you fly into Harrisburg, let's say, you can't do a lot of damage because, you know, you're going to have to drive to Philly, you're going to drive to Pittsburgh. So Pennsylvania is a state where Penn State should kind of control that. But guys in the western part of the state, you've seen, you know, Pittsburgh Central Catholic, for example, guys going to Notre Dame, the Catholic connection there. You've seen guys from the western part of the state. Obviously, Pitt is a factor going to Ohio State. So holding on to guys from all these different parts of the state can be difficult. But I think Penn State has largely been very, very effective at quote-unquote dominating the state.
Well, and you look again, you know, how you rate a class. And I think James Franklin and his staff have shown pretty well that they could find – you're not going to have 27 five-star, four-stars on your team. They have found very good three-star players. That's great. But when you want to be elite, don't you – Micah Parsons-type talent is what makes you elite. You know,
yeah.
Those five-star guys. And that's where Penn State – now – I'm not going to go crazy that Penn State lost some in-state some top in-state talent to Ohio State and to Clemson, but you still have to get that elite talent from somewhere. And you would think the easiest place to get it is when it's homegrown, when it is in your state. Now, with that said, there's still a couple. I believe it's Nolan Rucci is considered the number one player in the state. And Penn State seems to be in good stead with him right now.
Yep.
So you still want to get those top guys. And you know, the quarterback from St. Joe's Prep that committed to Ohio State, that's fine if you go find another quarterback somewhere. And that's also an important part of any class, is it not? You usually try to get him early. That guy helps bring in other people. I'm thinking, you know, Sean Clifford, when he signed on, he was the best recruiter in that class. So Penn State, I'm not sure they have the great quarterback target right now. I think a lot of people want to say Caleb Williams, who's out of D.C.
Yeah.
Again, traditionally Penn State territory, but I would not call Penn State, from everything I read, it doesn't sound like Penn State's in the driver's seat for him.
And so, you know, being in the driver's seat for a five-star quarterback is always an uphill climb. And sometimes the seat can change. Let's put it that way. Justin Fields is a good example of that. But just to circle back. So the 2020 class, I firmly believe that, they went a lot more developmental because the way the roster sets up, they don't really maybe necessarily have big needs in 2020 and 2021. So I think they went with guys who have potential elite tools. And that's just my belief. And you can be disgruntled about the 3 stars, but the difference usually between 3 stars and 5 stars is in the number of variables between them and their ceiling. The 5 stars have the elite talent, but they've also got the production. They've also got the skill. They've also competed big time in camps and have great film. So fewer variables. They got some guys with some variables who I think in 2 to 3 years can be really good. The 2021 class, I don't think they have to go down that road. You mentioned Nolan Rucci, Caleb Williams, Tony Grimes will be a tough pull out of Virginia Beach. He's the number one cornerback in the country, but he's legitimately looking at Penn State. Landon Tengwall is another one from Maryland, an offensive tackle. There's a possibility that Penn State gets a couple of 5 stars offensive linemen, or at least you had to set the bar too high, but there's a possibility there.
Right, and that may be where the stars of this class are, right. The offensive line. And you mentioned, I believe, Tengwall is also listed as a 5-star, and there's a couple other highly rated 4-stars that they're looking at. So, you know, that may be where the superstars are in this class.
And I don't think anybody would disagree with that. I think one thing is Penn State has not landed a lot of blue chip among blue chip offensive linemen. No. They've done a decent job developing some of these guys, but the Rashid Walkers of the world have been pretty few and far between in 7 years at Penn State.
And, you know, that will be great to get that kind of talent at the offensive line. I think in the overview of this class, the other place you want to look at is Florida, where they're making inroads. Juwan Sider has done a sensational job there. They've brought some, you know, great talent at the running back position. It'll be interesting now with Troutwine, who is the Florida Gator. Does he have connections down there also? So will we see more Florida representation, which we know is a good thing?
We have definitely seen that to be so with Sider so far. But I think you hate to, you know, looking at 2020, we were setting the bar pretty high right around this time last year, yes, looking at what the possibilities are. But a lot of those possibilities are back in play, and Penn State has a chance to get back on that 5-star bandwagon. They ended up with one in Curtis Jacobs on the 24/7 sports rankings in 2020. I think there's a shot to have multiple here, and if all things go well, it could be multiple 5-stars at the offensive tackle spots, which I think people would be a fan of that.
And you know, I don't want to come off as the one who's negative about this class. James Franklin has consistently recruited classes that have been ranked in the teens and excelled with those teams and came out with a top 10 product out of that. So there'll be a lot of that in this class. The question is, can we see the elite talent also?
Penn State has recruited and they've developed under James Franklin. That's a good thing. We're going to move on here. Switch gears in a big way. XFL rules. What works in college football? Stick around.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.